感谢主，我们下午继续来学习神的话语。
Thank the Lord, we will continue to study God's words this afternoon.
我们来学习第七条诫命。
Let us study about the seven commandments.
好，我们已经讲了前面的六条诫命。
We have already gone through the first six commandments.
那今天第七条呢？就是有关于人男女之间的这个话题。
So today, the seventh commandment is about a topic between men and women.
因为神创造人类的时候创造一男一女。
Because when God first created humans, He created a man and a woman.
所以并没有创造第三个人啊。
He did not create a third person.
所以并没有两个女人也没有两个男人。
He did not create two women for a man or two men for one woman.
而是一男一女二个人成为一体，成为一个婚姻。
But instead, he created only one man and one woman, and the two became one, and this is called marriage.
所以神原来对人类婚姻的设计就是一男一女的。
So the original design that God had for humans is one man and one woman.
可是后来人类呢，慢慢的堕落，犯罪。
But humankind became corrupted and they began to sin.
开始有一个男人有两个妻子。
And they started a man would start to take more than a wife.
然后后来有当了国王以后有更多的妻子。
And kings would take even more wives.
所以一到所罗门王的时候，哇，将近快有一千个妻子嫔妃。
So in the time of King Solomon, he had almost 1,000 wives and concubines.
可是我们看到婚姻已经离开了神原来的设计以后。
But since this marriage has departed from God's original design and purpose,
婚姻就变成一个不幸的事情。
And marriage has become an unfortunate thing.
开始带来人类的各种的痛苦。
And it has started to bring upon human race many miseries.
所以难怪神在西乃山要向百姓宣布这第七条诫命。
That is why God proclaimed the seventh commandment on the Mount Sinai.
我们再看出埃及记二十章。
Let us turn to Exodus chapter 20.
十四节。
Verse 14.
出埃及记二十章十四节。
Exodus chapter 20, verse 14. You shall not commit adultery.
在这里呢，我们说到了神在西乃山亲自说话，对百姓宣布这十条诫命。
So here God personally spoke to the people and on Mount Sinai about the Ten Commandments.
而其他的律法呢，都是透过摩西才转告给百姓知道的。
And through the mouth of Moses, he also gave the other laws and regulations.
所以由摩西来代替神转达这些律法给百姓知道。
So Moses relayed God's messages and commandments to his people.
但是只有十条诫命是神亲自说话的。
However, the Ten Commandments are the only ones that God spoke himself.
因此这十条诫命是永恒的的价值，不因为旧约新约有什么差别。
Therefore, these Ten Commandments have eternal values and they do not change whether it is in the Old or in the New Testament time.
因为主耶稣也是强调十条诫命一定要遵守才能够得到永生。
Because Jesus himself also emphasized that one must keep the Ten Commandments to be saved.
所以我们遵守诫命也不可以有所选择。
So therefore, when we keep the commandments, we should not be selective.
哪一些诫命是我比较喜欢的，我就遵守；哪一些诫命我不喜欢的，我就忽略它不要去遵守它。
Meaning, some may pick and choose the commandments that they like and they feel easier to keep, or they pick and choose.
尤其是今天我们讨论的这第七条诫命是一个很多人都不想去遵守的一条诫命。
Especially the commandment, the seventh commandment that we're going to discuss today, there are many people who do not want to keep this commandment.
甚至有人做过一个问卷调查。
There was once this survey that was conducted.
啊，对所有的教会信徒做一个问卷，说你们十条诫命里面有没有哪一条诫命是最不喜欢啊听到的一条诫命，请大家勾选出来。
A certain survey asked Christians which one of the Ten Commandments are the least favorite one that you do not like to keep.
结果大家猜猜看，第一名是哪一个诫命
？And guess what is the number one answer?
就是这第七条诫命是最多人勾选说不要强调这个诫命的。
Most people check this seventh commandment as the one that they do not want to be reminded of.
尤其是对很多弟兄来讲啊，他们更不喜欢这第七条诫命。
Especially to many brothers, they do not like to keep this commandment.
所以在选择不要哪一条诫命的时候，男人比女人更不喜欢第七条诫命。
So in the survey, it showed that more males dislike this commandment than females.
但是这一条诫命反而是最重要的婚姻里面的原则。
However, this commandment is the most important principle to keep in a marriage.
因为在婚姻里面，一旦有这种淫乱的事情发生以后，婚姻就破坏了。
Because adultery can destroy a marriage.
因为它会摧毁这个婚姻。
It will destroy this marriage.
男人一旦有另外一个小三出现的时候，他的太太已经不再信任他的丈夫。
When a man has a third person, or there's a third person in the marriage, then the wife will no longer trust her husband.
所以这就是为什么我们一定要再重复强调这第七条诫命的重要性。
That is why we need to keep repeating and reminding about this the seventh commandment.
我们再来看创世纪第一章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 1.
27节。
Verse 27.
创世纪第一章27节。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 27.
神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
在这里记载神创造人类的时候。
Here is the record of when God first created man.
是按照自己的形象来造人。
And he created man according to his own image.
当然神是灵啊，神是没有这个物质的形象。
And of course, God is spirit, so he has no physical form.
所以我们在这里说，神照着自己的形象来造人，并不是按照我们这个外界看得见的这物质上的形象来造人。
So here, when it says God created man in his own image, it doesn't mean the physical body.
而是按照属灵的那种形象的含义的来创造人类。
But he created man according to his spiritual image.
那属灵的形象就是他的真理、圣洁跟仁爱。
So according to his spiritual image, which is truth, his mercy and holiness.
这些就是神的属灵的形象。
And these are the images of the spiritual image of God.
而且神创造的时候只造了一个男人一个女人。
And when God created, he created only one man and one woman.
所以到第二章就详细介绍神创造男人女人的过程。
So in chapter 2, it describes the details of how he created each gender.
所以后来亚当看到夏娃被神创造出来带到他面前的时候。
So after that, when Adam first saw the woman that God created for him,
因为神叫亚当睡着了。
Because God caused Adam to a deep sleep, to fall into a deep sleep.
他的一条肋骨。
And he took one of his ribs.
然后就把这个一个肋骨造成一个女人。
And he created women from Adam's rib.
后来亚当看到夏娃出现的时候非常高兴。
So when Adam woke up and saw Eve, he was very happy.
我们来看第二章。
Let us read chapter 2.
22节。
Verse 22.
耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领她到那个人的跟前。
22. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man.
23. 那个人说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。
And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man.
24, 因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
24, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother to be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
所以呢，当亚当看到夏娃的时候，非常欢喜快乐地说，啊，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉啊。
So when Adam first saw Eve, he was very glad and in joy, and he said, "This is the bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh."
所以这个骨中的骨，肉中的肉，这是完全不能分离的。
So bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh means that the two cannot be separated.
因为本来它就是亚当啊身体上的一条肋骨。
Because she was originally a rib, one of Adam's ribs.
所以她从亚当身上的肋骨取出来。
And she was taken out from Adam's ribs.
所以原来哈啊，这个神创造的时候是造一个男人。
So in the beginning, when God created, he created one man.
然后从男人身上取一个肋骨，再造成一个女人。
And he took one of his ribs and created one woman.
所以原来男女呢也只是一个人呐。
So men.A man and a woman are actually one person.
他们本来就是一个人的里面的一个结构啊。
They are part of the women. They are part of each other.
所以现在神造了女人以后变成两个人。
So now that God had created women, then they became two people.
但是神又说两个人要成为一体，又回到原来起初的状态。
However, God says that the two will become one, so they go back to the original status.
所以我们如果看二十四节哈，这句话就是神所说的话。
So verse 24 is actually what God says.
因为这是神说了，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体，回到原来人类的状态。
So therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh, which is the original state.
这个时候只有一男一女啊。
So at this moment, there were only one man and one woman.
所以神原来的婚姻设计啊，就是这样子而已。
So this is how God designed marriage to be.
所以如果婚姻生活能够保持一夫一妻的状态之下，这个才是幸福的开始。
So if we can keep marriage as one woman and one man and one woman, then this is the beginning of happiness.
就像亚当说了，哦，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，这是一种幸福快乐的感受。
Just like when Adam said, "This is the bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh," he said it in gladness and in joy.
可是后来人类犯罪离开伊甸园以后。
However, after men began to sin and they left the Garden of Eden.
然后就开始了会有一些增加了其他的太太。
And people started to take more than one wives.
因为那个已经不是神原来的创造。
And which is far from God's original design.
第一个有两个妻子的，就是该隐的后代子孙呢。
The first people who took more than one wives were the descendants of Cain.
我们看创世纪第四章。
Let us read Genesis chapter 4.
十七节以下是讲该隐的后代子孙。
So from verse 17 onward, it's talking about Cain's descendants.
因为该隐是犯罪的，他杀了他的弟弟亚伯。
Because Cain sinned and he murdered his brother, his younger brother Abel.
神把该隐赶出去伊甸园，赶出去神的面。
So God cast him out from away from his face.
后来该隐呢就开始漂流离飘荡在地面上。
So Cain started to wander around in the world.
然后他的后代子孙就产生了一个丈夫娶了两个妻子的这件事情。
And one of his descendants started to take for himself two wives.
我们看十九节。
So let us read 19, verse 19.
第四章十九节。
Chapter 4, verse 19.
拉麦娶了两个妻子，一个名叫亚大，一个名叫喜拉。
Verse 19, then Lamech took for himself two wives. The name of one was Ada, and the name of the second was Zillah.
我们跳过来看23节。
Let us now skip to verse 23.
拉麦对他的两个妻子说，亚大、喜拉，听我的声音。拉麦的妻子细听我的话语。壮年人伤我，我把他杀了；少年人损我，我把他害了。
Then Lamech said to his wives, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice. Wives of Lamech, listen to my speech. For I have killed a man for wounding mine, even a young man for hurting me.
24, 若杀该隐，遭报七倍；杀拉麦的，必遭报77倍。
24, if Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, then Lamech 77-fold.
所以在这里记载，该隐已经被神赶出去了。
So here, Cain was cast out from the presence of the Lord.
所以该隐的后代都是一些不认识神、没有敬拜神的人。
So all the sons of Cain, Cain did not know God.
而他好多好多后代子孙呢，就出了一个叫拉麦的，娶了两个妻子。
And after many generations, there was a man by the name of Lamech who married two wives.
所以在拉麦的这个家庭生活里面，就产生了这种很凶残的、很暴力的现象。
And in their family life, there were violence and instability.
就是说，有人伤我，我要把他杀了；有人损我，我要把他害了。哇，我要报应他77倍啊！
He says, for I have killed a man wounding me and a man hurting me, so I will make the person repay for 77 times.
这种报仇的心态啊，是很严重的。
So this type of revenge is very serious.
人家伤你，可能是伤了你的皮肤啊，导致你啊皮肤流血。
Some people may wound you cause your skin to scratch.
可是你竟然要把他杀了。
But you repay them by killing them.
啊，有人损害你，可能是让你跌倒了。
Some people hurt you by tripping you.
但是你还是要把他害了，要害了他的生命。
But still, you say you will make them pay for your life.
所以这个语言呢、啊，表现出一个非常残暴的一种心态。
So this type of language here is a very violent one.
那为什么拉麦会这么的残暴？
Why is Lamech so violent?
因为他有两个妻子。
Because he has two wives.
两个妻子带成他家庭的不幸福，家庭的困扰。
The fact to have two wives can bring chaos and troubles in their family.
才会变成他这么残暴的性格。
And it in turn him into a violent person.
所以我们看到哈，真的婚姻生活已经离开神原来的一夫一妻的创造的时候。
And if the marriage is very far away from God's design, which is one husband, one wife,
那么就会造成很不幸的结果。
Then this will cause a very bad end.
啊，这就是拉麦的现象。
This is the Lamech phenomenon.
另外一个就是亚伯拉罕的现象。
And the other phenomenon is Abraham.
啊，我想我们不用再翻经节来读了，我们应该很熟悉的那个故事。
You're very familiar with this story.
因为撒拉一直不能够生小孩。
And because Sarai could not have children.
后来他对亚伯拉罕建议说啊，不如把我的妾啊，把我的仆女婢女哈啊叫夏甲，把她当做你的妾吧。
So she suggested to Abraham to take her maid Hagar as his wife.
后来夏甲真的就成为亚伯拉罕的妾。
And Hagar indeed became Abraham's concubine.
结果她生了一个儿子。
And she bore a son.
然后因为她能够怀孕生儿子，就看不起她的祖母撒拉。
And because she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress.
所以撒拉就觉得啊，我让你来做 我丈夫的妾，你竟然看不起我。
So Sarai felt that she was the one who let Hagar become her husband's wife, but yet now she's the one being despised.
所以这个是夏甲啊，她很骄傲啊。
Because Hagar became very proud.
因为她以怀孕生小孩为荣耀。
She was pregnant with a child, so she glorified herself.
所以她都看不起她的祖母啊。
And she began to despise her master's wife.
所以后来啊，撒拉才会说：“哎呀，把她赶出去啊，她不要留在我们的家里面。”
So in the end, Sarai wanted to cast Hagar out.
所以这也是亚伯拉罕心中很痛苦的事情。
This is a very painful event in the heart of Abraham.
所以其实我们又看回来一个神的原则。
So let us return, turn back to the principle of God.
真的是一夫多妻的现象造成家庭更大的困扰。
If a man has more than a wife, then his family will have trouble.
所以我们从这里又可以知道神原来的设计真的实在是最好的婚姻制度。
So from here we can know that the original design of God for marriage is the best one.
那既然神创造是一男一女啊。
So since God has created marriage to be one husband and one wife.
当然就不可以有一男一男，男的跟男的来成为夫妻或者是女的跟女的成为夫妻，这就是违背了神的旨意，同性恋的。
Then of course it is not permitted to have the same sex marry each other, which is in a homosexual marriage.
因为同性恋就是违背神的创造。
Because homosexuality is against God's creation.
所以这个同性恋就会受到神的祝福，神的咒诅啊。
And the homosexuals will be cursed by God.
我们来看罗马书第一章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 1.
神就咒诅这些同性恋者。
Romans chapter 1, where God curses the homosexuals.
请看罗马书第一章二十六节。
Let us read Romans chapter 1, verse 26.
罗马书第一章二十六节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 26.
因此神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲，他们的女人把顺性的用处变为逆性的用处。
Verse 26. For this reason God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature.
27. 男人也是如此，弃了女人顺性的用处，欲火攻心，彼此贪恋，男和男行了可羞耻的事，就在自己的身上受这妄为当得的报应。
27. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due.
所以女人跟女人竟然发生这种性关系，男人跟男人也是这样。
So at that time women and womenWere having sexual relationships, so did men.
所以这就是神厌恶的事情。
So this was an abomination for God.
因此神就惩罚这样的人。
So God punished these people.
所以在他们身上就有这些神的报应跟惩罚。
And they received penalty of their error, which was due.
所以我们常常说艾滋病其实就是从同性恋来的。
And we can say that AIDS, HIV, came from homosexuality.
因此，我们一定要回归到神的原来的创造。
And we have to go back to the original creation of God.
不要有同性恋。
And we should not allow, permit homosexuality.
也不要奸淫。
We should not commit adultery.
就是不要有一夫多妻，或者是一妻多夫，都不对的。
We should not have one husband and multiple wives, or one wife and many husbands.
另外还有一个话题就是所谓的苟合
And the other topic is fornication.
苟合又跟奸淫有一点不一样。
Fornication is different from adultery.
我们通常说奸淫是指的婚姻生活有了第三者的时候，这个叫做奸淫。
So adultery refers to there is a third person in a marriage.
但是苟合就是没有婚姻，竟然也产生性生活性的关系，这就是苟合。
And fornication means that those who are unmarried they have sexual relationships.
就是在没有结婚以前，男女就发生关系。
So a man and a woman have sexual relationships before marriage, then this is fornication.
所以圣经说这样的情况叫做苟合。
So the Bible defines this as fornication.
我们来看希伯来书。
Let us turn to Hebrews.
十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章第四节。
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 4.
十三章第四节。
Chapter 13 verse 4.
婚姻人人都当尊重。床也不可污秽，因为苟合行淫的人，神必要审判。
Verse 4, marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge.
所以这里说哈，婚姻人人都当尊重。
So here it says marriage is honorable among all.
就是要回到原来神创造一男一女的这种婚姻关系。
So this is talk, we are returning to the definition of marriage when God first created one man and one woman.
如果你有一个第三者 出现的时候，那就是污秽的这张床。
If there is a third person in this marriage, then the marital bed is defiled.
然后接着下来又说，苟合行淫的人，神必要审判。
Then it goes to say, fornicators and adulterers, God will judge.
所以这个苟合就是指的没有婚姻的情况之下，竟然有性生活的。
So fornicators refer to the people who are unmarried but have sexual relationships.
圣经啊，对这种婚前的贞操啊男的女的都非常的重视。
And the Bible put a lot of emphasis of being pure and holy before marriage.
因为婚姻之后才可以有性生活。
Because we can only have sexual relationships after marriage.
在结婚以前，男女不可以发生性生活。
So before marriage, men and women cannot have sexual relationships.
所以圣经律法里面有好几个例子。
And there are many examples in the laws in the Bible.
如果你去强暴了一个女孩子那就是已经使她失去了这个贞操那你要付出相当的代价。
And if you cause a virgin to lose her virginity, then you have to pay a heavy price.
或者是你结婚以后才发现说你的太太并没有保守贞操，在婚前已经有发生性关系了。
And if after marrying your wife, you discover that she has not been pure and has lost her virginity,
那你可以控告你这个妻子是不贞操的，可以用法律来审判她，来刑罚她。
In the Bible, you can punish your wife according to the law.
所以我们从律法里面呢，可以看到这些都是很重要的对于贞操的的保守非常的重视。
So the laws emphasize on the importance of keeping your body pure and holy.
所以今天我们一定要对未婚的青年要强调这个贞操的重要性。
So we have to keep emphasizing to single brothers and sisters to be very careful about keeping yourselves pure and holy.
因为这个贞操乃是神所赏赐的。
Because God has given you this holiness and purity.
他只可以奉献给你的结婚以后的妻子或者是丈夫。
It is only reserved for your future wife and your future husband.
所以不管是男的女的都要保守婚前的贞操。
So no matter if you're a man or a woman, you have to keep yourselves pure and holy.
当然我们现在说这第七条诫命说不可奸淫，这是一个比较消极的一个规定不可以这样做。
And of course, the seventh commandment, which says you shall not commit adultery, is written in a passive form.
我们更积极的应该来追求如何让婚姻更幸福。
But there's the other side, which is to pursue actively how to make a marriage more happier.
如果只是强调不可奸淫，不可奸淫，可是你的婚姻不幸福，那你怎么？如何让你保守不奸淫的这个规定呢？
So if we keep emphasizing you shall not commit adultery, you should not commit adultery, then but we do not make any effort into making our marriage happy.
所以如果你婚姻都不幸福了，你怎么去保守自己不犯奸淫的罪？
And if a marriage is indeed unhappy, how do we keep ourselves from committing adultery?
所以我们听过好多有外遇的那些故事。
So we hear many stories about extramarital affairs.
都说我在婚姻里面我得不到满足，我不到快乐。
A lot of the times it is caused by people feeling unhappy in their own marriage.
所以我只好去外面找另外一个女人。
They would say, "Oh, there's no other way but going and seek."
有人说我因为在丈夫得不到我要的，所以我外面找一个男人。
Seek from someone the opposite sex outside.
所以这就是因为婚姻不幸福，所以他们就从外面去找 他们的幸福。
And because they feel unhappy in their own marriage, so they seek outside of marriage.
那当然就会犯奸淫的罪。
And of course that will lead to committing adultery.
所以我们现在也不能够只是说不可以奸淫这样的消极的规范而已。
So it is not enough to just say, you shall not commit adultery and say this passively.
因为我们要积极的说，如何让你的婚姻幸福，这才是更有用的效果。
Moreover, we have to actively pursue a happy marriage, and this can bring joy.
所以我们从圣经里面呢，我简单整理了几个婚姻幸福的秘诀。
So from the Bible, I have pulled a few points to a happy marriage.
第一个，婚姻一定要从爱情开始。
First, marriage must be based on love.
就是 fall in love 哈，就是掉进他爱里面的那个感觉。
So we must have that feeling of falling in love.
那当然，这种爱的感觉就是一种情感上的一种感受啊。
And of course, this kind of feelings is have to do with emotions.
也有人说哦，这个叫做一见钟情。
And some people would call this love at first sight.
一见到就知道这是我的爱人， and、这是我的妻子，这是我的丈夫。
When you first lay eyes upon a person and you know that this person is your spouse.
所以这就是一种爱情的开始。
This is the start of love.
所有的婚姻一定会从这个爱情做开始。
All marriages start with this type of feeling.
所以呢圣经也说虽然众世界的女子有那么多，但只有你是最特别的。
But in the Bible says that there are so many women in this world, but you're the most special one.
所以我才会只爱你一个人。
Therefore, I only love you alone.
这就是爱情的开始。
This is the beginning of love.
那因为爱情就会产生想象跟不同的变化。
And because of this love, there are many images that you can and changes that you will live.
所以我们中国话才有一句话说，情人眼里出西施。
And so there's a Chinese saying that goes, you see the best in a person when you love them.
因为你爱他，所以你的眼中的女人是像西施，是最美的女人。
And because you love this person looks perfect to you.
所以我们中国有四大女人，四大美女啊。
There are four Chinese beauties.
那四大美女有四个女人的故事。
In history, and these four women had their own stories.
那西方世界的神话里面有一个最大的美女就是海伦 ，Helen 啊。
There's
有一个美女呢。
A Western beauty called Helen.
那个海伦这个美女呢，也影响到整个两个国家去打仗，打了十年的战争叫特洛伊战争就是因为这个女人所造成的。
So this woman caused two kingdoms to fight for dozens of years. And this is the Trojan War.
对，就是因为十年的战争就因为这个女人要抢夺这个女人，所以产生了两个国家十年的战争
So two kings were fighting for the same woman, therefore it caused a war that lasted more than 10 years.
所以我们说女人在爱人的眼中真的是最漂亮的。
And in the eyes of your lover, a woman is the most beautiful in the eyes of your lover.
所以这是我们任何一个婚姻的开始一定要珍惜这样的美好的一种感受。
So in the beginning of a relationship, we must cherish this feeling of love.
因为这还是一个爱情很重要的基础。
This is a very important foundation of a marriage.
那么圣经里面有一个经卷叫雅歌。
There is a book in the Bible called Song of Solomon.
这个雅歌就是讲到爱情故事。
And this is a love story.
而这个爱情里面最美好的就是那种相思的那种情感了。
And in this book, the most precious feeling is that of a yearning.
我们来看雅歌。
Let us turn to Song of Solomon.
雅歌里面也是描述说我的女人我的男人。是多么的好啊。
And it often says that my man, he is wonderful.
让我想念他，想让他会生病啊。
My beloved makes me sick when I think of him, when I miss him.
我们看雅歌第二章。
Let's read chapter 2.
第五节。
Verse 5.
雅歌第二章第五节。
So, Song of Solomon chapter 2 verse 5.
求你们给我葡萄干，增补我力。 给我苹果，畅快我心，因为我思爱成病。
Verse 5, sustain me with cakes of raisins, refresh me with apples, for I am lovesick.
所以如果我们读读雅歌，你就会开始感受到那种爱情是多么的甜美。
So when we read the Song of Solomon, we can feel the sweetness of love.
每一看到你的爱人，会一直想念到生病。
When we don't see our loved one, we become lovesick.
这就是婚姻的第一个秘诀。
This is the first secret of a marriage.
你会想念他，会去爱他。
You miss this person and you want to love this person.
因为他是你唯一的最爱。
Because he or she is your only love.
有了他，你就等于有了全世界一样。
Having this person means having the whole world.
所以这就是圣经也是强调，爱情是整个婚姻的最重要的开始。
Bible also says that this kind of love and yearning is the beginning of marriage.
所以亚当看到夏娃的第一眼就爱上她了。
Just like the first sight, when Adam first saw Eve, he fell in love with Eve.
但是第二个秘诀。
The second secret.
婚姻不能只有爱情啊。
Only having love is not sufficient in a marriage.
因为除了爱情以外，第二个要有面包。
Beside marriage, we have to have financial means.
面包 bread 就好了，因为面包就是说 要有经济生活的支持，这个就是要付出的条件。
Bread refers to financial circumstances that can support a marriage.
如果两个人都很相爱，可是都不认真工作，都不工作。
If two people are madly in love, but they do not work.
那他们要吃饭，要吃什么？
How are they going to sustain their lives?
所以呢，这个就是婚姻生活，有爱情是开始，但是还要加上要有面包，要有经济生活的条件。
So love is the beginning of a relationship, but to sustain it, we need financial support.
那当然就要工作啦，才能够养活整个家庭啊。
Which means we have to work hard to sustain the family.
所以不管是男人或是女人，这工作都是为了支持这个家庭。
So no matter if you're a woman or a man, you have to work in order to sustain a family.
尤其是我们华人的社会里面，通常以男人为主要的工作收入来源。
And in Asian countries, the man consists of the main financial income.
因为男人是主外的是对外的工作，然后女人主内在家里照顾小孩，照顾孩子。
Usually males work outside of the home and women take care of the home.
因为女人生小孩要有十个月的怀胎。
Because a woman would carry her baby for 10 months.
所以她要花很多时间来照顾孩子，照顾家庭。
And she spends a lot of time taking care of her children and her family.
那呢，主要的经济来源就要靠丈夫在外面工作，赚钱，回到家庭来养活整个家庭的开销。
Thus, the man become the main financial source.
所以我们的男人应该要有这种责任感、啊。
So, as men, we must have a sense of responsibility.
所以我们常常以前如果有这种男人不工作靠女人的，我们说吃软饭的这个话很难听的。
So, if in the past, when a man does not work and depended on his wife.Then he would be looked down on and mocked.
吃软饭 ，soft food， 就是吃软饭，就是没有自己的工作，就要靠老婆养他的。说吃软饭的人就是没有一个骨气，没有自己的担当的责任、啊、
So he would be one without the responsibility of taking on the finance of his house.
所以呢，为什么我们中国人会认为男人一定要工作，要养活一个家庭的责任、啊、
？So why do the Chinese think that a man must have a job and work.
因为这个家庭如果没有经济来源，那怎么生活，怎么吃饭？
Because without money, how can you sustain a family?
所以我们看到圣经里面不管是从亚伯拉罕以撒、雅各。
So in the Bible, whether it was Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob.
我们看到他们做丈夫的，真的都是抬头挺胸因为他们能够照顾当整个全家的大大小小。
They were good husbands in that they could feed their entire family.
尤其到雅各的时候，他还有十二个孩子。
And Jacob had 12 sons, 12
children. 所以要养活这十二个孩子，要相当的付出，才能够培养他们呢。
In order to feed his children, he had to work very hard.
所以这就是圣经告诉我们的婚姻生活的第二个秘诀，要有责任感。
So the second secret to a happy marriage is to have a sense of responsibility.
如果这样的负起责任的时候，家庭就会有幸福。
And if we bear this responsibility, we can have a happy family.
那第三个婚姻的秘诀
，The third secret to a
就是在婚姻中要学习成长。
Happy marriage is to learn to grow in a marriage.
两个人一起生活以后，并不是互相堕落了。
So when two people live together, they shouldn't be corrupted.
如果婚姻生活是让人堕落，那根本不要结婚才好。
If a marriage is causing two people to corrupt, then it's better off not to be married.
所以婚姻应该让人成长的。
A marriage should lead a person to grow.
就像神创造夏娃，是要夏娃来帮助亚当。
Just like when God created Eve, the intention was for her to assist and help Adam.
因为亚当当时候有个工作要为万物来命名啊。
Because Adam had this work of naming all the creatures.
可是呢，他一个人在做这件工作很辛苦啊。
But he was alone in doing this job.
我们来看创世纪第二章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 2.
十八节。
Verse 18.
创世纪第二章十八节
Genesis chapter 2 verse 18
耶和华神说那个人独居不好我要为他造一个配偶帮助他
And the Lord God said it is not good that men should be alone I will make him a helper comparable to him
十九耶和华神用土所造成的野地各样走兽和空中各样的飞鸟都带到那个人的面前看他叫什么那人怎么叫各样的活物那就是他的名字
Out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them and whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name.
二十，那人便给一切牲畜和空中的飞鸟、野地走兽都起了名，只是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他。
So Adam gave names to all the cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field, but for Adam there was notThere was not found a helper comparable to him.
所以夏娃被创造以后，哇，就可以来帮助亚当啊，为万物取名字。
So after Eve was created, she could be the helper to Adam to name
these
animals.
所以他们就可以完成神所托付的这个工作。
Then they can together complete the task that God has given them.
所以两个人一起工作，一起得到这种快乐。
So the two could work together and also gain joy.
那两个人就一起成长。
And the two could grow together as a couple.
所以呢，婚姻是要让两个人成长的。
So a marriage is to make two people to grow.
而且要两个人共同来创造生命的价值。
And the two to create value in their life.
所以我们夫妻两个人啊，应该常常互相学习。
So as a couple, we have to learn from each other.
每个人有自己的生活经验。
We all carry our own life experiences.
然后很多的知识。
And we have our different knowledge.
这些可以互相交流。
And we can exchange this knowledge.
所以两个人互相交流，哇，就两个人越来越好。
When two people exchange their knowledge, they can grow together.
那这样子，两个人在婚姻生活里面都得到成长以后，当然他们就会觉得幸福。
When the two people grow together, then they will experience happiness together.
那因为要成长呢，在第四个秘诀就是要沟通和了解。
And in order to grow, it leads us to the fourth secret, which is to understand and communicate.
夫妻两个人啊，如果不沟通啊，可能原来是夫妻，后来越来越陌生了啦，就变同床异梦。
If a husband and wife do not talk to each other or communicate, they might sleep in the same bed but feel very distant.
因为他们没有沟通的话，他们就会不能够互相了解。
Because if they do not communicate, then they do not understand what the other party is thinking.
虽然睡在同一张床，但是做不同的梦，因为两个人已经完全不一样了。
They are sleeping in the same bed, but thinking about different things.
所以我们夫妻两个人一定要每一天要花一点时间来做交流，来做沟通。
So husbands and wives, you must spend time every day, to talk to each other.
因为这个沟通很重要。
Because this is a very important.
也不要以为说啊，我们已经很了解了，老夫老妻了，不用讲话了。
Communication, and don't assume that, oh, because we've been together for so long, we should know everything about.
因为人的生命不断的成长。
Because we keep growing.
人在不断的成长，就会不断的有变化。
And we keep changing.
就会一直有新的东西会加入我们的生命里面。
There are many new things happening in our lives.
纵使老夫老妻的，可是每个人生命还在成长啊，还在变化啊，还是要沟通才能够了解的。
Even for a couple who's been married for many, many years, they are still transforming and they need mutual understanding.
所以越是结婚越久的人呢，越需要沟通。
And the longer you're married, the more you should communicate.
因为都以为我已经认识你了啊，不用再沟通，我也知道了吗？
Because we assume that we can read each other's minds after so many years.
其实不一定认识他。
This is not necessarily true.
因为他会变化，我也会变化。
Because every person can change.
所以我们要不断的沟通。
Therefore, we must continue to communicate.
能够了解。
We have to understand each other.
才能够彼此接纳。
And we can accept one another.
所以这是婚姻的秘诀。
This is a secret to a happy marriage.
最后一个秘诀。
The last secret.
不要有贪心。
We should not be greedy.
不要想要去征服对方。
We should not seek to conquer the other person.
不要有那种打猎的心情。
We should not have the mindset of a hunter.
你不要以为我要打猎，我要把你掠夺，我要把你征服了，哎，我就会快乐。
We should not think that as long as I conquer you, and I will be happy.
婚姻生活不是在竞争。
And a marriage is not a competition.
啊，不是在竞争谁的工资高。
We're not competing against each other to see who has the higher salary.
啊，或是谁的那个啊社会地位比较高。
Who has a higher social status?
因为这些都是征服的那种背景。
Because this is based on conquering each other.
但是婚姻生活是平等的，彼此相爱的。
However, in a marriage, we should treat each other equally, and we should be basing on love.
尤其是我们刚所读到的，神创造男女的时候，是按照他的形象来创造。
Especially, we read in the Bible that God created men and women in His own image.
所以男女都有神的形象。
So whether you're a man or a woman, we all have the image of God.
并没有说只有男人有，女人没有啊。
It is not true that only men has the image of God.
男人有，女人也有。
So man has the image of God. So
也就是说，男人女人都有神的形象，所以在神面前是平等的。
Therefore, the two genders before God's eyes, they are equal.
那么在这样的夫妻里面才能够彼此平等的互相同等的尊重才能够彼此包容彼此接纳。
And in a respectful relationship, then one can accept and tolerate each other.
绝对不要有那种社会的那种传统习俗说男的尊贵，女的比较卑微那种传统观念是错误的。
We should not have this wrong traditional concept that men have higher status and are more noble than women.
甚至我听过有一些民族一些原始民族他们的男女关系刚好相反，女的比较尊贵，男的比较卑微啊。
For some cultures and tribes, their women have hold a higher status in their society.
反而那些卑贱的工作就是男人去做，女人是在家里当老板一样啊。
And the women are actually the leaders, and the men are doing the lowly jobs.
所以不同社会有不同的男女的上下高低的关系。
So in different societies, there are different cultures and status for each gender.
其实这些都不对。
And these are all wrong.
因为不管男女在神面前都是平等的 同样的尊贵。
Because before God, no matter if you're women or a man, we are all.
所以我用百分之百的尊敬你，你也要百分之百的尊敬我，这才是平等的对待。
I respect you 100%, and you respect me back 100%.
绝对不要有男尊女卑或女尊男卑，都是错误的。
It is wrong to think one gender is above the other.
只是我们有工作不同的分配而已。
However, we should just think of it as a dividing of different tasks.
也许工作分配上，男人比较力气比较大，爱做一些比较粗重的工作。
For example, the division of tasks might be based on muscle strength or physical strength.
因为他 muscle 比较强壮嘛。
because men have naturally more physical strength.
但是如果女人比较卑啊，没有大半的力气，就做一些比较轻点的啊，不要那么重的工作。
And even though women might not have as much physical strength and can do some other types of work.
所以只有工作分配不一样，可是地位是一样的。
This is only telling us that there's division of different works, but it doesn't tell us that there's a difference in societal status. The value is the same.
一起来唱诗。
And let us sing him.
三百首。
Let's sing him 300.
希望我们能够唱英文版的。
Let us sing the English version.
因为中文版是婚姻的诗歌，婚礼里面唱的诗歌。
The Chinese version is a wedding song.
但是英文版是家中有爱啊，所以英文版更适合我要强调的主题。
But in the English one is when there's love at home.
所以我希望大家来唱英文版。
So let us sing the English version.
300.
Hymn 300.